You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
On Thursday last week, politicians including Prime Minister Chris Luxon and ACT Party leader David Seymour addressed the audience during the Waitangi Day events at the Treaty Grounds. The theme this year was Mō Tātou, Mā Tātou, which is for all of us and by all of us. As well, the past week has seen various new updates in environmental legislation, including the draft decision to reject consent for seabed mining in the South Taranaki Bight, Greenpeace voicing concerns about a kiwi killing clause in the proposed natural environment bill, and a new Green Party bill calling to recognise the legal personhood of Tohora whales. This week, I spoke to National MP Ryan Hamilton about all of these topics, starting with Waitangi. Politicians, including Chris Luxon, were heckled as they spoke at the Treaty Grounds. Activist Eru Kapa Kingi was quoted saying, "The government has stabbed us in the front, but others have stabbed us in the back." What do you make of these attitudes towards the government during Waitangi processions?
Well, I wasn't at the event at Waitangi. I was at a local one on Friday, but what I can tell from some of my colleagues is that their interpretation was that there was only one heckler that yelled something out. So the media sort of said, oh, government got heckled. But, I mean, that sort of stuff gets taken way out of context. By all accounts, it was probably one of the more peaceful Waitangis we've seen in a long time. There's obviously factions around the edges, and there's audiences that want to be heard in a certain way that, you know, like to grab a microphone and make things seem bigger than they were, but we'd argue that our message was fairly well received.
There were also protesters at the event. Do you think that there was overall a positive attitude towards the National Party during Waitangi?
Yeah, like I said, I can only go off what my colleagues were said. We had about a dozen or more up there, and they all had a pretty good experience. I mean, there's always protests, you know, around the fringes with different groups. But that doesn't necessarily reflect, obviously, the sentiment of New Zealand. I mean, even within Te Pāti Māori, there was obviously dissent, you know, and they're one of the smaller parties. So I think sometimes, you know, our message might get lost in all of that. But, you know, in terms of the people we've spoken to, we've had pretty good reception about our presence there and the message from the Prime Minister.
What are your thoughts on David Seymour's comments during his Waitangi speech that colonisation in New Zealand wasn't all good or all bad?
Oh, I mean, like our Prime Minister says, you know, we're going to have views from our coalition partners, and there's, I guess, a bandwidth within that for them to express themselves. But obviously, you know, our views are reflected through the Prime Minister's speech.
Well, if this is the kind of perspective that exists in the government, how do you think this influences the coalition's relations with Tangata Māori?
I think, you know, we've had some challenges over the last 12 months, or 24 months. But I guess New Zealand has also realised that this is the first time New Zealand has had a formal three-way coalition government. And despite, you know, some differences, it's still been a relatively cohesive government, and we've moved forward and delivered on quite a massive agenda, and we're still delivering. I mean, I'd argue that, you know, there's room for people to have those views, but ultimately those views fall down to the party's views. They're not the views of the government.
Chris Luxon said during his speech that Article 3 of Te Tiriti must guarantee equality of opportunity and, importantly, as he said, not equality of outcomes. Do you think the National Party is fulfilling this commitment, especially for Māori?
I think we're making great inroads. I mean, ultimately one of our values is personal responsibility, and where we can, we want to set up or give everyone the opportunity to succeed, whether it's in education or health. You know, so we're really working hard on levelling that playing field. Ultimately, there's still a lot of work to do, but that's something that, you know, we truly believe we're delivering. We're not trying to cherry pick winners and losers. And in terms of New Zealand citizens, we want all Kiwis to have equal opportunity to, you know, do well in life and employment and healthcare and everything that you come to expect in a first world country.
Can you point to some examples of some policies that have benefited Māori, or some ways that you might want to improve National's policies for Māori?
Yeah, well, we're certainly amongst the vaccination levels and lower Māori demographics. We've already increased statistics in those spaces. And just our generic reforms right through the education system are now seeing the actual lifts in half term and full year results coming through for Māori children and Pacifica. So it's getting the foundations right that everyone can benefit from. And that's starting to see, I mean, we've only been in just over two years of government, but we can see that those reforms are actually lifting up all of our citizens and ethnic groups.
All right, I'm going to move on to some more legislative topics. Firstly, Greenpeace says it has identified a quote-unquote kiwi killing clause in the Natural Environment Bill, where councils replace the Department of Conservation on decisions of the protection of wildlife. Are you concerned that the change will see decision-making transferred away from the expertise of the Department of Conservation?
Well, obviously that's, all the legislation that's gone out in those two bills at the moment is in a draft form and has gone out for consultation, which I think closes later this week or 17th or 19th. I understand there's been quite a range of submissions already, and there'll be no doubt a big flurry in the next week as we hear from, some of the more established stakeholder groups and councils and things. So all of that is going to get tested through the select committee process. And that'll be the opportunity for us to try and strike the balance. So, yeah, it'd be premature for me to comment on it now because it's only in a draft form, and that's why we go to the community and consult on it.
So if it is found that the law does potentially allow for projects to override the protection of wildlife or potentially lead to the killing of certain species, would the National Party be opposed to that bill?
I think there's already some of those rules that exist in some of NZTA legislations, but it's all about trying to obviously protect or mitigate, or if there's known species where they can be sometimes transported or rehoused. So it's always context related. Like, I know it's a great line, when they come out and say a kiwi killing clause, but none of us are into that explicitly. We'd be wanting to try and do our best to rehouse or, move or mitigate. But the trouble is it's just got to the point where it's too hard to do anything. And we believe there is room to find that balance between good environmental pragmatism and good economic development.
Following the recent draft decision to decline consent for the proposal to mine the seabed in the South Taranaki Bight, will the government also be showing support for Ngā Rewa Pake's bill on permanently banning seabed mining in Aotearoa?
I think we've already expressed comment that, we're not probably likely to support anything that comes from Te Pāti Māori in terms of private members' bills at the moment. ERMA will be the big opportunity for those issues to be explored comprehensively, and I think if she's got a strong view, or Te Pāti Māori, if she's still in Te Pāti Māori, they'll have the opportunity to turn up and engage in that process.
How do you distinguish your support for the interests and needs of Māori in Aotearoa and the interests of support for Te Pāti Māori?
Well, we know that Te Pāti Māori don't represent all Māori. I mean, that's becoming increasingly clear. In fact, the National Party had more Māori vote than Te Pāti Māori had altogether. And we know, even as reflected on Waitangi Day by my colleague Tama Pōtaka, that under a national government, we've settled about two-thirds of treaty settlements across the country. So our party's, very passionate about restoring and enhancing Māori and the culture, and we're living it. But we're not just, trying to get clickbait and win people over by sound bites and bumper stickers, but actually moving the things that matter.
Finally, the Green Party has submitted a bill that would see the legal personhood recognised of whales. What are your thoughts on this idea?
I think the Green Party is always going to have ideas which are very interesting. But we're focused on cost of living for Kiwis. I mean, we've got lots of environmental protections in place. We have got a strong Blue Greens movement. We're passionate about the environment and all sorts of animals and protections. But, in terms of going into a campaign protecting, calling whales humans. I think right now people were just more focused on getting the kids to school and affording groceries and finding employment. So I guess it's about priority, and that might be a priority for the Greens, but it's not a priority for us.
I think it's more so legal personhood. It has different protections than calling them humans. But I mean, in the short term, I understand what you're saying with the priorities, I suppose, of Kiwi. But in the longer term, these environmental issues are going to be a problem. Do you have any concerns with coming back as well to the seabed mining, with how the fast track bill may allow for corporate interests to supersede the empowerment of local communities, especially in climate interests and environmental interests?
I think there's a lot of concern around fast track that it was just going to bypass, environmental protections and long-standing, constitution in New Zealand around environmental practice and law. And you mentioned something that's just being declined on the West Coast. So it's not an automatic green light. There's still quite a robust mechanism to go through, and obviously for reasons I can't comment on, I haven't seen the detail, and the draft form is being declined. But I think that just shows you that there is a robust process that these things have to go to and will continue to have to go through. We're just trying to minimise the bottlenecks and the bureaucracy behind decision making so that we can, build in New Zealand and get our productivity up and grow the economy and have our employment rates lift and have Kiwis with higher incomes. So that's really where our focus is.
That was National Party MP Ryan Hamilton talking about Waitangi Day, Māori policy and environmental protection.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Ryan Hamilton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.